Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And we're continuing to broadcast from Houston, Texas, on the road today, doing a little work down here. And I always like coming to Texas. It's, you know, you don't mess with Texas. That's what they say. That's what they say. But I always say you can always tell a Texan, but you can't tell them much. And they always know what I'm talking about. Somebody who else who I think knows what I'm talking about is our good buddy Bill Schley. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, and also the author of a new book called The Microscript Rules. And he's a branding expert. He's one of our top branding experts and one of the top in the world. And you know, folks, you've heard me say that before, but now we actually have more evidence of this because he recently went to India and received an award. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, but congratulations, man. What happened in India?
Well, it was an amazing thing. I got an email that said that I had won an award for brand leadership in India, and I had no idea.
For what?
For brand leadership. That's what it was.
Oh, brand leadership. Okay,
I had no idea. It turns out, though, that they were having a conference there called the World Brand Congress, and there was an article that someone had published that I had written, I guess, at some point, and they decided that I was going to get this award. But the, you know, one thing you don't realize that India is such a massive market. It's also, I think, it's one of the biggest book markets in the world. They have an insatiable appetite for books. And when you go to the airport, you see the business airport, you know, little book sections. Almost the whole thing is business books.
Yeah. Well, you know, India, and by the way, you said something about amazing. I'm not the least bit amazed, Bill. Yep. I tell my audience, you know, we don't have any chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. You're a good example of that. So congratulations on that award. I know it made your mama proud. But you know, India is such an interesting example, an interesting story compared to China. Mm-hmm. China's economy is quite a bit bigger than India.
Yep.
But while China, I heard someone, I'm going to quote somebody, I don't remember who said it, but it was an interesting way of saying it. While China is repressing information technology, as they did recently when the president was there, India is encouraging their people to build applications.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's how India is going to become the sleeping giant, I think, and so good for India for that.
Well, but here's the thing. For people, and this is the thing that was so amazing for me to see, and for small business people that are listening today, you know, it's a long way away. I mean, it's a 13-hour flight. But in some ways, it is so close. It's as close as a telephone call. It's as close as the Internet. And there are 400 million people in the middle class that that have so much energy.
That's
so
100 million more than all the population.
I know.
Just in the middle class.
And that's just the middle class, forgetting the very, very rich that are above that. And there's probably, I don't know how many, but there's still millions. And then, of course, there's the poverty. Now, remember, there's 500 million people below the poverty line.
Yeah.
It's this teeming thing. But the thing is, there is so much work energy. There's so much exuberance. There is so much, you know, just this exploding energy to create business and capitalism and do business with us.
There are chambers of commerce over there.
It is amazing. And the thing,
I don't know of any chambers of commerce in China. Maybe there are, but I don't know of any.
Well, no, it's just, but the thing, and they are so enthusiastic to do business with us, and you realize that we really are becoming global citizens.
Yeah.
We are going to, any business now that can find a way to start to make connections, what people are telling me is anyone who makes the connection, who makes the effort, You have to put the time and the effort in.
Right.
You will. You will start doing business over there. It takes time. You can't just do it, you know, just by saying it. You have to make the effort. But if you do, that is going to be the next. Businesses are going to become global. Even small business is going to become global.
Yeah. There's no question about that, and I'm so glad that that they recognize your excellence over there, Bill, and I'm so glad that you brought this message back, because I think India is we hear so much about China, but I think India deserves to be recognized, and I agree with you. The next best place probably for a small business to look for business in that part of the world is India, not China, not some of the other countries over there. Bill, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Bill Schley. We got some other things we're going to talk about. Bill is always good about bringing us things to think about. He's got some more of those, and we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
There's a light at the end of a tunnel. I see it burning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.